In the first 21 months of President Donald Trump's term, he has made good on his pledge to crack down on immigration. Now, some public health officials are warning his policy poses a significant risk to the public health of all Americans because immigrants are now avoiding seeing the doctor. That, experts warn, sets the stage for outbreaks of communicable diseases like tuberculosis that would impact the entire population. WBGO's Bob Henley sat down with Dr. Mitchell Katz, CEO and president of NYC's Health and Hospitals, the largest public health care system in the nation. Dr. Katz told WBGO his staff has already seen immigrant families refuse medical care for fear that it will be grounds for their removal from the country.
So thanks for joining us, Doctor. Last time we spoke, I was talking with you about what concerns you had about Washington, and we were in the midst of all the issues around health funding and financing. And then you surprised me and said that one of your more emergent concerns was the tone being set by the White House as regards immigrants, and the concern you had that the way this negative attitude about immigrants could complicate the work of health and hospitals when it comes to making this population of undocumented folks, irrespective of their paperwork, feel comfortable in a public health setting. Could you expound on that a bit?
Sure. What we want at health and hospitals is for people to feel that they can come forward when they're ill, regardless of their immigration status. What I worry is that all of the anti-immigration rhetoric will keep people from coming forward. Even they may be completely legal immigrants, but a lot of the rhetoric is anti-immigrant, and so people may not follow the distinctions between somebody who is here on a tourist visa, somebody who has overstayed their tourist visa, somebody who has a green card, somebody who is a citizen but from another country. And so it's a much broader group than simply the undocumented. What I really want people to remember is that when it comes to infectious diseases, there are no boundaries. A disease like tuberculosis is easily spread in close quarters. So someone could, who was in on a bus for a long journey with other people, people sitting next to them, people are coughing. Cough is one of the most common symptoms. Right, so usually when someone has a cough, they have a cold. But occasionally, when someone has a persistent cough that doesn't go away, that's accompanied by fever and weight loss, they might have tuberculosis. We want people, all people, to feel that they can come forward for medical care. But what if we change the equation and people are now worried, well, if I go to the hospital, perhaps I will get a public charge that will be, which means that their care will be covered by the government, and then that charge will then be seen as a reason that I can't become a legal immigrant here to the U.S. And so I better not go forward. And families are complicated. Families include often children who were born here, who are legally here, parents. One parent may be legally here, one parent may be an undocumented person. People may worry about going forward for any member of the family for health care, for fear that a charge will be seen as a reason to separate the family. So I want us to have a world where everybody with a serious cough feels that they can come forward. And I think there are tremendous risks to the public health if we're in an environment where people fear going forward even to caring physicians like we have at health and hospitals.
Is there any evidence, anecdotal or otherwise, that you're getting from your team that this is happening, where people are reluctant to come forward?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we have been, there have been families who've specifically spoken that they will not come forward and go to seek health care because of fears about how public charges may be used against them in the future, or fears of immigration authorities at our facilities, of which there are none. But that's the thing about fear. Fear doesn't always have to be rational. Fear doesn't always have to be. That's why I worry so much that while some of these issues maybe only pertain to the undocumented, that doesn't mean that other immigrants feel safe. Right, you have to have a legal understanding to know which of these groups you're in.
One of the things is that we've had some success for a quarter of a century in New York City reducing tuberculosis, then it plateaued, and then we've seen a spike, some 10%. Are you concerned about a perfect storm where we've seen cutbacks in terms of free testing, and then this other aspect you described where people will be hiding in the shadows? Does that concern you, a certain kind of synergy there?
It does concern me. I mean, in general, immigrants are healthy people. You have to be a rugged individual to be able to survive as an undocumented person in this country. But it only takes one person who, you know, becomes exposed to tuberculosis, is sick, exposes other people, and all of a sudden you have a whole group of cases. And it can also be about flu, right? It can be about whether or not people are coming forward to have flu diagnosed, whether they're getting their flu shots or avoiding getting shots because they don't want to, you know, risk public charge. They have fears about who is in the hospital. I mean, there are a whole range of things. What the country needs to say is that when it comes to health care, there are no barriers around immigration because there are no barriers between people on the bus and no barriers between people on the subway or in the street. And therefore, we should want everybody to be as healthy as possible.
In your prior positions, you've done some innovation. We've talked about the lines of political boundaries, but in terms of class and social circumstance and economic circumstance, you've done work regarding the homeless and trying to bring them in and bring a kind of wellness regime for them. Is there an interplay there with this issue as well in terms of keeping the broader body politic healthy?
Right. Well, my feeling is that when it comes to health, we all have an investment in each other, and that therefore what a thoughtful society does is try to keep each other healthy. I understand that, you know, our country is having some ambivalence at the moment about immigration, which seems to me surprising about a country that is all immigrants except for Native Americans. A country, we live in a city where Miss Liberty is out there welcoming everyone, which is certainly how I think about New York, and I find this chill that comes from Washington very distressing, and I hope we return to a country that really welcomes immigration.
So one of the things is that, in this sense, science tells us that the fate of the health of one family is really totally integrated to the wellness of the whole.
Yes, I think that is well stated, that just as you and I, as we do this interview, are across one another, right, that we as a society are tied in all sorts of complicated ways.
Dr. Mitchell Katz, the CEO and president of NYC's Health and Hospital, speaking with WBGO's Bob Henley. This is the WBGO Journal. I'm Doug Doyle.